I'm Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Currently, we have WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week co-winners, and they are Denny Brown and Elijah Baxter from Benton Harbor High School basketball. Here's my conversation with Elijah and Denny, as heard on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It's brought to you by CMG Financial. Experience extraordinary when buying your new home, NMLS 1820. This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports co-student athlete of the week winners are Denny Brown and Elijah Baxter from Benton Harbor High School of Basketball. Elijah and Denny both playing key roles in the Tigers winning the Class B state championship. In the quarterfinal win against Williamston, Elijah had 13 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, and 2 steals. In the semifinal against River Rouge, 17 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists to go along with 2 steals and a block. The state championship game, Elijah with 7 points, 11 assists. For Denny in the quarterfinal win against Williamston, 18 points, 4 assists, and 4 steals. The semifinal against River Rouge, 8 points, 3 rebounds, and 6 assists. And the championship win against Catholic Central, 6 points, and a great defensive effort against one of their top scorers. So Denny and Elijah, congratulations to you guys for the award and for the state championship. I wanted to ask you guys, first of all, Denny, for you, I asked you before we started going here, these three games, Williamston, River Rouge and Catholic Central, as you get closer and closer to the state championship game, did you start feeling any more pressure, or was it just regular basketball for you?
It was regular basketball for us, because mind you, this was our second year going back in a row, and also we predicted it and we worked for it mentally and physically, so it was just like another day in the park for us. We just couldn't fold and continue to work and get better.
Elijah, for you, any added pressure, or were you just out there playing basketball?
I was just out there. You know, it's highs and lows, but with us, it was just about staying even because we understand the goal that we had.
Now, you mentioned role, and I asked you guys beforehand, you know, going in, everyone wants to be the leading scorer on the team, but, you know, game in and game out, there can only be one leading scorer. Before the season started or as the season was going, what role did you see yourself play, or what role did you feel most comfortable, did you think you needed to play as the season went on? Elijah, we'll start with you. What role did you think you were going to need to play for this team to be successful?
Just simply being a leader first, you know, and I thank my coaches, and I thank God for putting me in that position, but as far as my role, I just felt like I had to get everybody involved because I have 4 or 5 guys around me that can score 20 points a game. So for me, it was really a very challenging role for me to get them going, you know, and then even get my points, you know, here and there. So I feel like that was my role.
Danny, for you, what role did you think you needed to play?
As well as Elijah said, a leader, but I was more of a physical leader. I was the dog of the team. Like, I'll hold the best player, and to be small, I'll go down there and I'll try to battle with the big dog. So I think if they see that he's doing it, then we can most definitely do it because he's a lot smaller than us, and we have just as much heart as Denny does. So if Denny could do it, we most definitely can.
When coach would come to you and say, Denny, I need you to guide their best player, do you have the reaction, oh, man, really? Or it's like, yeah, bring it?
I just tell him, I got you, coach. Whatever you need, I got it. Don't nobody put no fear in my heart.
With you guys, too, I asked you before we started, you can dream about winning a state championship, and then you win a state championship. And when you were dreaming about it, and then you actually won it, was it the same that you thought it would be when you were dreaming about it, or was it a totally different feeling?
It was a totally different feeling. You can dream about it, but you don't know the exact feeling until you actually do it. So when you do it, it's just like, man, it really happened. Like, you mixed emotions. You just know the only thing you can do is smile.
Yeah, exactly.
Elijah, for you?
Yeah, when people ask how I feel, you know, I can't put it in words, but I just know it's a good feeling, you know. And then it's just like what's next now, because that's a long time ago that we had since about 7th, 8th grade. So now that you got it, it's just like what's next, you know. College is next, of course, but it's still like for the rest of the last 3 months of high school, what's really next, you know, as far as basketball or like what we have to do since we won.
One thing that you told me after the championship game, I'll always remember you saying, is you can win a district trophy and celebrate it for 24 hours. You're going to win a regional trophy and celebrate it for 24 hours. You win the big trophy and you can celebrate as long as you want, right?
Yes. I mean, that was, you know, that's another thing that goes to show that you can't stay too high and you can't stay too low. You know, districts, that's a big accomplishment because you to win, even get to state, you have to win districts. So winning that just, you know, it was motivation, you know, but we won it before and we knew we wanted to win. So winning that was just like a big accomplishment. But winning state, like, this is something you can stay kind of high with for a while. Mm-hmm. And that's just amazing, a great feeling.
Your coaches, Corey Sterling, and so many pieces fell into place for you guys winning a state championship. Talk a little bit about both Elijah and then Denny and what they meant to you as the ride continued to go and the championship game. What did they bring to the team and what they meant to you?
I mean, they just brought leadership. I mean, they made it very easy for me this year to coach. You know, these two guys were my captains of the team. You know, first time I come in meetings, I look at them. Denny, Elijah, where's so-and-so at? And they got to go find them. So, you know, they took a lot of pressure off me, and I appreciate them for that. You know, again, Denny's so tough on defense. You know, Elijah's so tough just with his passing ability. You know, they sacrificed a lot for this championship, and I'm glad, you know, that there will be champs for the rest of their lives.
These are two guys that, yeah, points are nice, but it's not the biggest goal that they have in store.
No, and the whole team unselfish, not just these two, but they led by example, though, you know, coming in. Elijah had a great game at the Breslin last year for us, and he could have easily came in and be like, Coach, you know, I want to lead the team in scoring, you know, but he sacrificed and did his role. And then Denny was our sixth man last year. He sacrificed when some of the guys transferred in. You know, he still was a team player. You're like, Coach, whatever you need me, I'm here, starting and no starting. So, you know, again, it's a blessing to have these two, and they will be missed. I mean, I would say this is the best backcourt tandem since, I know for sure, since I've been coaching. You know, I would say probably in history of Benton Harbor High School.
Yeah. Coach said you guys are going to be missed. Unfortunately for Tiger fans, you guys are seniors, so you got to move on eventually. After graduation, any plans that you might be looking at yet, Elijah, for you? Any possibilities you're tossing around for after graduation?
Yes. I'm not committed nowhere, you know, currently, but I'm going to go on a couple more visits. I know for a fact that I'm going to take the JUCO route, you know. I feel like that's just the position that God's putting me in. I trust it. So, you know, I mean, I'm just happy, you know, right now. So yeah. I'm not really worried about what level, you know, playing basketball after high school is a blessing.
But basketball is definitely in the cards.
Yes, but, you know, education is more important, so I'm going to go to school for 4 years for sure.
Awesome.
Yes.
Denny, for you, any possibilities you're tossing around for after graduation?
Yes, sir. I've been talking to my parents and also my football coach, and I'll be committing soon for the Division III football team.
Outstanding. All right. Hey, you guys, congratulations on the award, the season. And I know the congratulations are going to still be coming for quite some time, but nice job, you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Elijah Baxter and Denny Brown are WSJM Sports Co-Student Athlete of the Week winners. I'm Phil McDonald, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.